Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 26. Listen to what it says in verse 1. Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." Have you ever heard the phrase, "God moves in a mysterious way"? Well, of course you have. People say that when they want to be encouraging and hopeful about unexpected detours our lives may encounter. It tends to be a way to explain the unexplainable. Well, the phrase comes from a hymn that was written by a man named William Cooper. The title of the hymn is, "God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea, and He rides upon the storm." Cooper was a man of extreme poetic skill. He wrote the hymn, "There is a fountain filled with blood." But he was also a man of crushing mental depression. It's believed that when Cooper wrote "God Moves in a Mysterious Way," he was coming out of a particularly dark time in his life. And the song encourages us to cling to God's goodness and hope in God, even in the midst of pain and chaos. The idea that His footsteps are planted in the sea means that His ways cannot easily be detected. No one sees the footprints in the sea when we look from the surface, but we can also be assured that God is in control of what appears to be chaos. In the Bible, the sea oftentimes serves as a picture of evil and chaos, but Cooper knew that God was in control of even that. That's why he pens the phrase, "God rides upon the storm." But there's a greater poet at work here, and that's the Holy Spirit. You see, what Cooper writes is actually scriptural. In Psalm chapter 77, it's written there, "Your way was through the sea, your path through great waters, yet your footprints were unseen." Well, what does any of this have to do with the book of Acts, and in particular, the Apostle Paul? Well, think back with me to Acts chapter 9, verse 15. The Lord said to Ananias about Paul that he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Now, I don't think any of us would think it would be a stretch for Paul to declare the gospel to the Gentiles or the children of Israel. But how would Paul get an audience with kings? That would take some special connections. And even though Paul seems to have been well-networked and a well-connected guy, even speaking before a king would be out of his league. But Acts chapters 23 through 26 have Paul in front of governors and kings. What is unexpected is Paul's journey to get there. None of us would have written the script this particular way, but God moves in a mysterious way. So does your way seem mysterious, chaotic, stormy, detoured right now? Rest assured, God is present and He is good and He is accomplishing His plan for His glory in your life. When you pray today, please remember Danny Ballard and his family are missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Romani Calderash Life Word broadcast heard throughout Romania.